How Birthday Girl's Drug Led to Death. More than 28 years ago, the legacy of Denji Hundred teenager who died after falling into a drug-related coma lives on, with many saying they never touched drugs because of her story. The tragic death of Leah Betts shocked the nation after she took an ecstasy pill while out celebrating her 18th birthday. Following common advice at the time to drink more fluids after taking the drugs, as excessive dancing post-drug could lead to dehydration, Leah began drinking an unsafe amount of water. With the drug affecting her bodily systems, she was unable to relieve herself, and her condition quickly worsened. She was rushed to Broomfield Hospital, where she fell into a coma. Days later, on November the 16th, 1995, she passed away. After her death, she became a figure for the dangers of drug abuse, and she changed how the world looked at party drugs. This is the story of how one Essex girl's death shook the world. She'd just turned 18 years old, and while celebrating on November the 12th, 1995, at her home in Latchingdon, at some point during the night, she took an ecstasy tablet stamped with an apple symbol. She is thought to have bought the tablet from a dealer inside the Raquel's nightclub in Basildon. Ecstasy was a popular drug at the time, closely tied to the raving craze which swept the UK in the 1990s. A common piece of advice in rave culture was to drink plenty of water after taking a dose of it. Because of the drug's effect on you, you were likely to be increasingly energetic. Many feared that the excessive dancing associated with ecstasy would lead to dangerous dehydration. So Leah drank plenty of water, but unfortunately she drank far too much and collapsed. Post-mortem reports would find that she drank upwards of 7 litres of water, and because of the drug's effect on her bodily functions, was unable to relieve herself. This led to Leah suffering water intoxication and hyponatremia, which led to her brain swelling. This ultimately put her into a coma. Her father, Paul Betts, an ex-policeman, and her stepmother, a school nurse, remained by her bedside in hospital. Paul said at the time, "Look what can happen when young people don't listen. One tablet could end her life. What sort of a buzz is that, for God's sake? She's 18. I don't know whether she's going to see 19. Leah's brain had been damaged irreparably and her life support machine was turned off. She died just days after her 18th birthday. Leah's death captured the fear and shock of the entire country. She was a young woman from a middle-class home who died because of drug abuse, something not ordinarily associated with ordinary middle class. Because of this, families across Britain were shaken by Leah's death, fearing the safety of their own children, who may have also been enjoying the booming nightlife scene. Essex police assigned 35 officers to try and track the suppliers of the drugs Leah took. However, they never made substantial arrests. The only people who were ever charged in relation to Leah's death were four friends at the party on the night Leah took the drug.